live from Record Plant in Sausalito. And tonight our guest is Al Cooper in a solo effort. You probably first heard of Al Cooper as I did when he was working as a sideman for Bob Dylan. Then it was Al Cooper in the Blues Project, the man who put together Blood, Sweat, and Tears, and did some great singing on that album. He also was the man who did the first Super Session, if you can remember that, with Stephen Stills and Michael Bloomfield, and the second Super Session. He's the producer of the first Lynyrd Skynyrd LP, and he got a record company underway with a smash, which I imagine was no more than he expected. I always think of him, though, as the man who played French horn on You Can't Always Get What You Want. Here's Al Cooper.
Said, my God, well, I'm so upset. You know, my boy left home naked this morning. All it took was the TV set. Then my sister picked up the extension, and she said he's just doing his thing. And then the father hung up on the mother, and the children began to sing. Well, it's a brand new day, brand new day. Got to put our heads together, see where we go from there. We got to fight for what we believe in, 'cause there's something in the air. It's a brand new day, that's right, brand new way, brand new day. Shadows storming at the gates, how can you be surprised? With the image of the fallen fall reflected in our eyes. And though 20 million tongues are shouting out, it's only heard by a precious few. But the years of night will pass forever when the sun comes shining through on a brand new day. Brand new day. You know that it's a brand new day, brand new way, new way of walking, that's right, new way of talking.
Thank you. Small but furious audience here. The Record Plant. I just came down to Sausalito to get right for a few days before I have to go to work. I've been on a 6 month vacation. First one I ever had for as long as I can ever remember. And I had a fabulous time doing nothing. Just stayed in my house, only going out to buy food and play pinball. Had a real good time, but now I have to go to work. So I came up here to get crazy for a few days before I go to work, because I have to work straight for 6 months now without a break. So this is just fun. Think of it as such. This next song was written by a guy who used to work in a bank. He used to work with a computer in a bank. And then one day he got fed up with his job and set fire to his office and quit. And started writing rock and roll songs. Got his songs recorded by Three Dog Night and the Monkees and me. I've always been in good company. And then won a Grammy for Best Vocal Performance by a Male. Made a movie called Son of Dracula. And made an album with John Lennon. All the way from the bank to John Lennon. Varied career. That Harry Nilsson, this is one of his songs. That's a good old song. I spend the night in a chair thinking she'll be there, but she never comes. I wake up in a white, the sea from my eyes, and I rise to spend another day without her. It's just no good anymore when you walk through the door of an empty room. You go inside and set a table for one. It's no fun when you have to spend the day without her. We burst the free balloon, took us to the moon. Such a beautiful thing, but it's ended now, and it sounds like a lie. I said I'd rather die than be without her. Love is a beautiful thing when it knows how to swing and it grooves like a clock. But the hands on the clock tell the lovers to part. It's breaking my heart to spend another day without her. She'll be there, but she never comes. I wake up and wipe the sleep from my eyes, and I rise to spend another day without her. Can't go on without her. It's all wrong. Thank you. I'm getting a big kick out of being the producer of a hit single. That never ever happened to me in my whole life. Got a couple of gold albums on the wall, but never had a hit single. That's always eluded me. For 15 years, always wanted to be directly involved with a hit single. Now I turn on the radio and hear it all the time. It's a real rush. Save a lot of money on drugs. Just turn on the radio. There's a... like that. It's great. It just turns you right on. Hear it. That's my hand on that record. They're real good. I just, in the time that I had off, I wrote a book. I was just real, just sitting around and I always wanted to write a book. I wanted to write a book about the 60s, a nonfiction book about like all the weird things that happened to me and the weird things that I saw. You know, so I wrote this book. It's supposed to come, some company bought it even, which really freaked me out. I said, give it to an agent. I said, see if it can sell this turkey. You know? But a big publishing company bought it, and it's going to come out in the summertime. I don't know what the name of it is, so don't look for it. But this is a song that is sort of like an autobiography. It's like the book, but it's more emotional than factual. It's an autobiography in 725 bars, musical bars. It's in detuning. I have to take a second and make sure it's right. Okay, I gotta take these earphones off too. As a child, I was homeless in my head. Four walls does not a shelter make. And everything I touch just turned to music. And everything else was hard to take. Fifteen years old and on the road. There was no one who was there who could understand. And no one ever lent a helping hand at all. And all I wanted was to be a man. And it was hard. It was hard. Came some recognition, and the fallow years were replaced by those of smiles. And when someone on the street would say hello to me, I would say it back and quickly turn the dials. 15 years and now the circle turns. And there's others in the place I used to be. And 15 years it took to understand it all. That there is no man or boy, there's only me. And it was hard. Thank you.
Thank you.
Switch over to piano. Okay. It's a little more comfortable. Familiar territory. My last album, it was about 2 years ago. I recorded a song by John Prine about a guy who goes in the army, is drafted into the army, and comes back. Whoa, where's it? I'm gonna turn the monitor down, right? Okay. Guy who gets drafted into the army and comes back home a junkie, courtesy of the army, and just can't get it together, adjust, and nobody really makes an attempt to do anything about it. It's called Sam Stone.
Hovering in the air, all my life
Thank you. Got the words mixed up a little, but we got the point across. Let's see now. I'm real laid back tonight. I'm real laid back all the time. I moved to Atlanta, Georgia for a couple of years, and I got all the New York out of my system. New York, everybody walks around, their eyeballs are going like that. It's natural speed if you're born there. Don't ever have to snort any coke or take anything. Just go like that all the time. It's okay for a while, but you get tired, you know? So I moved to Georgia and went the complete other way. Naturally, everybody just goes in Georgia. It just sits around, like on Hee Haw, you know, where they're all gathered around and thing. Seen the dog today? No. Too bad. Everybody just sits there like that all day. And then I moved to L.A. about a year ago. And that's sort of in between the New York and the Georgia. But not a terrific place, though. So I'm still looking for some place to live eventually. So relative to nothing, here's an old song, Randy Newman's song. Can I cry a little bit? There's nobody to notice it. Can I cry if I want to? No one cares. Why can't I pretend that you love me again? All I've had has been taken from me. Now I'm crying and tears don't become me. Just one smile. It's all gone. Just one smile to make my little life worth living. A little dream to build my world upon. Say all the things that I got to say. How I wish you could see what's here in my heart. I don't ask for much. Look, a smile or a touch. Try to forget. Well, the Lord knows I'm trying, but it's hard to forget, girl, when your whole world is dying. Yeah, just one smile. Pain's forgiven. Just one kiss. It's all gone. Just one smile. Made my little life worth living. A little dream to build my world upon.
Thank you.
Okay, this is a... This is a funny song. Although some people tell me that they don't think it's funny. This is based on the experiences of having been married twice. Both times unsuccessfully. I'm a weird person. And my wives were a little weird in their own way. And but you learn a lot from those experiences. And see, basically, no matter how weird you are, everybody's the same. And see, and everybody goes through the same trips, basically, in relationships. And they want to write a serious song about people in love or people in hate or anything like that. But my aim is to hit you someplace so that you say, oh yeah, yeah, he knows exactly what I'm talking about, you know, when I feel that. That's what I try to do when I write a song like that, is to see, because pain is the lowest common denominator. More people experience pain than anything else. And so I write lots of sad songs because I can reach more people that way. And that's what I'm trying to do when I write a song. But this is a funny song, but there's that undercurrent of pain in it, you know. But pain's funny too. Depends where you live. And this is called... Well, the most important thing about this song is that it doesn't cop out. You know, like if you go to the movies and you see Steve McQueen and Ally McGraw and a real passionate embrace, and they're rushing into the bedroom, ripping their clothes off each other, and then the camera zooms in on the beach, you know, and the waves rolling in, you know. In this song, the camera stays in the bedroom. This song does not cop out at all. It's called A New Fashioned Love Song, with apologies to Paul Williams. If you know what I mean. And I bet you do. And I wonder if you've been thinking about me. 'Cause I've been thinking about you. Just for revenge, but she was no good in bed. And many others have shed my covers, but I want you instead. And I hear about you from my sister sometimes. She sends you my regards and tells me how you spend your time with pills and movie stars. If I had wishes, I guess someone to do the dishes, someone to wash my clothes, and I'd take you back. I'll
wouldn't give you no flack. Ah, we'd make a goodness knows. And I'll be glad to have you back if you just bring the dog. In my silk shirt you stole, we'll patch things up the way they were and play some rock and roll.
Thank you. Got to fall. Said on every day, baby, that you stay away. It keeps on raining.
Mon. Say you ought to come on home now. Said I don't want to be mama. I don't want to be so all alone. Yeah. So if you don't think you'll be home soon, question now. Did you ever wake up in the morning? Yeah. Well, you know, I'm talking about the break of day. Yeah. Wake up, reach over and touch the pillow. Yeah. You know I'm talking about the spot where your fine foxy mama used to lay. Mm. And when you find that your old lady's gone, I believe you're gonna start to cry. Yeah. Until you don't think you could cry anymore. Mm. That's just the beginning of your suffering, child. Yeah. I believe you cry so hard and long, you're gonna have the preacher drinking wine next door. Mm. Now, ever since I've been the age of fire, baby. I want you to know, I want to tell you, I just want to say, I've been a little fool for you. Mm. And I don't want to hand you any kind of KSAN job, baby. Mm. I just want you to know, I've been a little fool for you, honey. So I know it must be something. Make me wanna, Thank you.
Okay, I'm gonna attempt to play a fast song. This is a brand new song that I wrote. It'll be on my next album, which may never come out.
What are we here for?
Have a good time, I hope. And this is dedicated to the phone company, this song. It's called Don't Hang Up.
Last night, but the morning sun brought a change of heart. Now I wanna make things alright. So I'm dropping a dime in the coin box. Can't you hear me calling your name? But you hung up the phone before I had a chance to tell you that I was the one to blame. Don't hang up, honey. Don't hang up, because there's something that you should know. Your heart, but you won't let me tell you I'm sorry. You put the horse before the car. Well, this must be a bad connection. Operator, you better get on my case, cause I'm calling lover to lover on the hotline, cause she won't see me face to face. Don't hang up, honey. Don't hang up, because there's something that you should know.
Francisco.
Bass and drums on that be a million and two. Okay, this is for this song is dedicated to Tom Donahue, who played this record a lot when it was out. But we won't tell them why, Don. Thank you.
hand on me. She's got a hold on the soul I can't with her. Cause I see her face everywhere I go, in the city streets, the country field, the back of my mind. I know it can't be real for a woman to possess all the tenderness she has. But the hills of time keep digging in my back, cause it's been so long since I had a
thank you. Okay. I like to leave you with this thought. This thought. Keep this in mind at all times.
Thank y'all. Thank you. Good night.